We all know how it feels not to be listened to. Whether people are half listening, continually interrupting, or aren't paying attention to you at all, we all know how that feels, and it doesn't feel good. But is it our job to force people to listen to us, or is it our job to show people what it looks like to be a good listener? The answer to that question lies in the understanding that we cannot control others, only ourselves. In today's episode, I'll let you in on a phrase that I use in my personal and professional life that has helped me build strong relationships that have depth and meaning, and I'll share some strategies for becoming a better listener. We feel like it's up to us to hold the line. As we light this spark within ourselves, it comes from way deep down inside. We're so sick of the status quo. We are here to let you know. Unaddressed problems are alive. Have you ever been talking to someone and they just seem disinterested? Or worse yet, have you ever had it confirmed by being in the middle of a conversation and the person you're talking to pulls out their phone and starts tapping away? So rude, right? I'm sure we're all guilty of being that person. We've all been on both sides of that coin, right? Our attention spans seem to get shorter and shorter. With TikTok and IG Reels going viral for only having seconds of content, it's no wonder that our personal skills are severely lacking. More specifically, our interpersonal skills. When I was little, my grandmother would tell me, we have two ears and one mouth because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we speak. This has been a good reminder for me to ask more questions and to wait until someone is done speaking to respond. Now, am I guilty of interrupting people from time to time? Yeah. Sometimes I get a little too into the conversation and I fall into that default of wanting to make sure that I get my point across. We all do it, guys. We're all guilty of it. But today's episode is really focused on learning how to make sure that we can be a better listener and the practical steps that that can take. A phrase that I've used for years in order to be an active listener and show people that I care what they're saying, and that honestly has helped me gain clarity in a lot of situations, is tell me more about that. I've used this approach in my personal and professional life in order to enrich my experiences as well as my relationships. So how does it do that? Well, let me give you a few examples. Professionally, I've used that phrase in order to gain better understanding as to where my patients are coming from in regards to why they call 911. Oftentimes, on the lower acuity 911 calls that I go on, people are unfocused when we show up to their emergency, and they want to tell us a lot of things that happened throughout their entire life, and they fail to focus on the reason they called us in the first place. Once I've helped them focus on the main reason they called, I prompt them to tell me more about what brings us here tonight. Once I'm able to hone in on the things and the reason why they called, I can probe deeper into the events that specifically led up to the situation. So when someone calls at 3 a.m. and they want to tell us their life story, I can help them focus by saying, ma'am, could you tell me more about the reason you called 911 this morning and why you needed us now? I don't do it in a rude way. In fact, prompting my patients to elaborate on their situation not only makes them feel heard, but it builds trust in that they know that I'm genuinely interested in what they have to say. And on the personal side of it, I've used this prompt with my children throughout their entire lives. I know that when I was a kid, I didn't feel particularly listened to, and I often felt that not only was I not listened to, but I didn't feel like people really cared to understand what it was that I was trying to say. And this was incredibly frustrating for me. And all it did was encourage me to keep to myself. I isolated and I removed myself from situations where people were. I didn't want to invest any time in trying to explain myself. I just kind of shut down. I just wanted to focus on what it was I was trying to do and execute by taking action toward that thing, whatever it was. But as a positive byproduct, I'm very focused on my goals and things that I want to accomplish. Now, a negative byproduct of that is I'm not as close to my family growing up that I could have been. It's bittersweet for me. So I've taken active steps to make sure that my children feel like they can trust me in hearing what they have to say. When they volunteer information, regardless of how small it is, I always prompt them with, "Tell me more about that thing." And I always cater it to the situation. Not only does it let them know that they can trust that I'm listening, but it helps them structure their thoughts into communicable words that they can express clearly. It helps them think of ways to structure their feelings into verbal replies without being subject to those feelings in the moment. They can stand outside of those feelings and remain objective about them and structure ways to communicate them to me or anybody else for that matter. For example, my daughter's in Winter Guard, and so she does a lot of physical activity and choreography, as well as coordination in tossing up flags and rifles and swords up into the air and catching them. She's kind of a badass. One night, I picked her up from practice, and she expressed a frustration that she had with a group of girls, and she told me that they were being rude and disrespectful to their coach, and that it was throwing everyone else off. So I prompted her with a, "Tell me more about how they're being disrespectful." And she proceeded to tell me that rather than listening to their coach, they were laughing and making jokes, distracting the other performers during practice. I went on to ask her more questions, one of which was, "What can you do as a seasoned member of Winter Guard to put a stop to that?" And she took a moment and thought about it and said, "Well, if they do it again tomorrow, I'm definitely going to call them out on it and put a stop to it." I said, "That's a great idea, honey." And we went about our day. And the next day when I picked her up, she told me that she did exactly what she said she would. She approached the girls and told them, "You're being very disrespectful and rude, and you're distracting us, and we're really trying to do something amazing here. So please knock it off." She told me that after practice, a few of the girls that were being disruptive came up to her and apologized personally, telling her that they really look up to her. And so by employing my "tell me more about that" phrase, I was able to help my daughter gain clarity on something that she needed to do in order to improve her environment or change her situation. Listening changes relationships, and it changes lives. Interested is interesting. That's one of the most powerful statements that I have taken away from filmography. When I was a little kid, I watched My Girl, right? And one of the kids was trying to learn how to get the other kid interested in them. And their dad told them, "Interested is interesting." And that really stuck with me. By asking more questions, people will be more willing to listen to what you have to say. It's a natural reciprocation that we as humans feel to balance things out. And yeah, you'll run into those from time to time, those people who just won't ever shut up about themselves. But that's on them. That's not on you. And those people will typically isolate themselves because no one wants to be around someone who can't talk about anything other than themselves. So what are some things we can do in order to use our mouths less and our ears more? And as a result, become better listeners. According to Jamie Hutzel at EDC Communications, most of what we do or don't do is based upon our understanding of the messages that have been conveyed to us. She says, in real-world terms, misunderstanding can cost us time, money, credibility, and even relationships. She says that there are three modes of effective listening that we should focus on: attentive listening, responsive listening, and active listening. And Hutzel states that understanding these modes will help you increase your listening accuracy and reduce the opportunity for misunderstanding. Let's talk about each one of these modes, respectively. So first off, we've got attentive listening. So many times we are guilty of listening to people only enough to make a quick response. When we do this, we make it clear that we're more interested in our rebuttals than the message that's being shared with us. And when we do this, we distract ourselves from what's being shared. It's not fair to the person trying to communicate. If we want to be attentive listeners, we need to focus on the person relaying the message and work hard to eliminate distractions. And this means trying to do our best to cut out ambient noise or even trying to work through the poor delivery of the sender. And that's an opportunity for us to ask for clarity, right? Rather than just kind of taking it as it is, maybe we can ask some questions and gain clarity. Understand that the one giving the information, this is kind of communication 101, guys. Understand that the one giving the communication is the sender, and the ones or people or individual listening is or are the receivers. Patience is also a crucial element of being an attentive listener. We've got to make sure to let the speaker finish their thoughts without interruption. This is not easy, guys. I'm guilty of it myself. I have a tendency to want to interrupt and make corrections to any assumptions or errors in understanding. But by doing that, I'm being rude. It's not easy, guys. It's not easy at all, but it is necessary for effective communication. So moving on to responsive listening. This form of listening is like a confirmation of sorts, showing the other person that we're listening. While being focused and attentive is important, no one wants to have a conversation with a brick wall. As responsive listeners, we need to demonstrate that we're listening and understanding what this person is saying or what the communicator or the sender is saying. This encourages people to continue with what it is that they're trying to communicate. So encouraging responses consist of verbal and nonverbal cues. And so verbal responses could be something like, uh-huh, or I see, or yeah, or maybe even like a quick really. Or sometimes repeating what the person says can be a very good way to show them that you're listening and what you've heard specifically. Because sometimes maybe you heard it wrong. So repeating it back might help that person understand that, oh, I need to repeat what I said because I didn't communicate it clearly enough. Nonverbal responses are things like, you know, smiling, facial expressions, physical affirmations like nodding your head, maintaining good eye contact, things like that. And one of the things that she notes here is that taking notes is a good nonverbal response. Now, some people might think that that distracts and that's not appropriate when you're talking to someone. But I've learned throughout my conversations that I've had with people and even on this podcast that if I preempt and say, you know what you're saying is really important to me and I want to make sure that I get it right and I'm very interested in the things that you're sharing, do you mind if I take notes? If you use that as kind of like a precursor to the conversation, I have never had anybody tell me, no, I don't want you to take notes on what I'm saying. In fact, they've always appreciated it because they know I'm actively listening and I'm really genuinely interested in what it is that they're saying. So that moves us on to active listening. Last but not least, of course, we come to this term that we may have heard before. And it may have sounded like the other two modes that I just shared with you could be considered active listening. And you're not wrong, but this is on a whole other level. So according to Hutzel, the reason it's called active listening is because it combines the skills of listening and responding without invalidating the speaker's comments. Being aware of the content and feeling of what's being communicated helps the message gain clarity. If we can pay attention to what people say, how they say it, and why they're saying whatever it is they're saying without making assumptions as to what we think they mean, then we can facilitate understanding to the sender. And when in doubt, ask clarifying questions. We have such amazing tools and technology to facilitate our ability to communicate all across the world, but I fear that we have gotten worse and worse in our organic ability to do just that. If we can make a concerted effort to go into our interactions and conversations in a way where we're focused on understanding rather than pushing our own ideas, opinions, and agendas, then clarity will win, and assumptions, covert contracts, and ego can be subverted. Just remember, you've got two ears and one mouth, because you should be listening twice as much as you speak. That wraps it up for this episode of the Ignited Firefighter Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And if you're inspired to take action on this, make sure that you are doing all you can to be a good listener using the different modes that we shared today, or that I shared with you today, the attentive listening mode, the responsive listening mode, and then the active listening mode. Try to put that in action this week and see how it works for you. At the very least, you can use my phrase of tell me more about that. Introduce that into your vocabulary and your conversations this week, and just see how it enriches things. I think you'll be surprised pleasantly. If you got any value from this podcast, if you got any value from this episode, please like and share it. Please go to Apple Podcasts, give me a rating. All the ratings and reviews make the show more visible to other people who are trying to see it. And if you found this valuable in any way, please share it with someone you think might want to hear it or might be interested. But thanks again. I'll see you guys in another couple weeks. Until then, if you see a need, own it and take action. Feed your fire and be the person you would want on your crew. Be ignited.